לכולם.
Hello everyone. We're at our show,
the weekly portion. The
portion of Shoftim, judges. Hello, Rav Lightman.
Hello everyone.
Hello, Moshe Admoni.
ואנחנו בפרשה שבה בעצם משה ממשיך בפירוט המצוות לפני הכניסה לארץ ישראל. בתחילת הפרשה הוא מדבר על ציווי למנות שופטים הממונים על פסיקת החוק ושוטרים הממונים על שמירת החוק. השופטים והשומרים נחוצים להבטחת דין וצדק בעם ישראל. ובהמשך מדובר לראשונה על מינוי של מלך. המלך צריך להיבחר רק מתוך העם, ובנוסף נאסר על המלך להרבות בסוסים, בנשים, בכסף, בזהב. ומשה מציין את האיסור לעסוק בכישוף, ובמקום זה לפנות לנביאי האמת. בנוסף מוזכרים ערי המקלט שאליהם יכול לברוח רוצח. בסיום הפרשה מפרט משה את כללי ההתנהגות
where any murderer can escape
מלחמה,
at the end of the portion Moses details the rules of behavior of the people of Israel in a time of war and the precept of the egla arufa, the yedded cow is mentioned, that is something that takes place when a man is dead and it is not who killed him. So unusual
is
the process that speaks of the correction of a person and not of a cow or the cities of refuge and even not the king or the policemen and the judges. What do we need to do? We need to try and correct the person and not the world. And therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us that everything that is written in the Torah is internal. It speaks of the internality of a person. And all in all, the Creator created the desire. And he created an evil inclination, a bad desire that is bad for the person himself, not only for his environment. And so one must correct this desire. This desire is very big. It is actually everything. We have nothing but this egoistic desire. We only have the possibility to treat it and to draw the light that reforms onto it, which is called the light of Torah. If we try, make an effort to draw this special light, which happens through the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah alone, it's only possible this way. And so, the one who corrects himself is only the one who studies the wisdom of Kabbalah in the correct way. There are also all kinds of checks and examinations of what is the wisdom of Kabbalah, what is the true study of it, and how does one draw the light? Is a person actually correcting himself from the hatred of others to the love of others? And what is he doing it for? Is it in order for him to be better off,
or for
others to be better off, or to bestow this satisfaction to the Creator?
אז יש בזה הרבה מאוד שלבים ודרגות, ובהתאם לזה אדם מגיע מהתיקונים הקטנים קלים לתיקונים הגדולים יותר קשים, כמו שהילדים שלנו גודלים בעולם הזה מהמצב הקטן עד המצב הגדול. תמיד מוסיפים יותר ויותר ויותר בעיות ותרגילים שאדם צריך לפתור אותם, וכך הוא מתקדם בחיים. וכך אנחנו גם כן בחיים שלנו, הרבה פנימיים.
And it's the same in our internal spiritual life.
כל ההיסטוריה שלנו, שכל דור ודור זה כמו הדור הקודם שמגיע בגלגול הבא,
is like the previous one that just came back in a new incarnation, is more progressive, it understands more, it's wiser. And we see that in our generations that
ומגיעים אז למצב שכבר אנחנו לא מסוגלים יותר רק סתם להתקיים בעולם הזה וללכת ושוב לחזור ושוב ללכת, אלה הגענו למצב שכבר גמרנו, אנחנו מעכשיו והלאה אין לנו יותר בשביל מה להתקיים בעולם הזה, הגענו עד הטופ, האגו שלנו הוא גדל לגמרי שנקרא בראתי יצר הרע. אנחנו רואים שהרצון שלנו, היחס שלנו לחיים,
I've created the evil inclination, and we see that our desire for life is what ruins our life, and we're not able to exist anymore. We don't know what will be. You've certainly seen that we've begun to make these calculations of what will happen when, whether the world will be ruined in 50 years or 100 years or maybe in 10 years. So it's only a matter of time, you're saying. Yes, humanity has reached such craziness. When I look at, from the sidelines at what people are talking about, people, are they even thinking about what they're talking about? It's the end of the world, so is there anything to live for? Well, they say, well, we'll exist. I'll fill myself up with all kinds of small things until I die. So what for? What for? In order to suffer as least as possible for as long as I live, and that's it. It really seems as if the person is miserable, and it's not some high being that is higher than nature. It's the lowest of the creatures. At least the inanimate and vegetative and animal levels, they don't have such questions. They live according to instincts they receive from nature, and that's it. And here, it's as if man is the king of the world, but truly, he is the most miserable of all. So in such cases, the Torah comes to us and is revealed, the wisdom of Kabbalah, that against this evil inclination, it is written that the spice of Torah was created for the light and it reforms. And we already know that the Torah of light is the wisdom of Kabbalah, the Torah of truth or light. And what do we do? That through the wisdom of Kabbalah, we draw this light that reforms, and then a force is awakened within us through the study. It is also written in the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, how we can, through the study of Kabbalah, to awaken this force. And it is awakened only through the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah in its authentic, true form, the writings of Ari, the Zohar, and Baal HaSulam. These are the most relevant and needed sources for our generation. And then, if we study these scriptures or sources in the correct way, then we begin to feel changes within us. Changes in that we feel that our nature really is bad, and all we need to correct is this nature, our own nature, and not the world, and not anything but this. And how do we correct our nature? We correct it from hatred to the love of others, brotherly love, fraternal love. And we've heard it from all of the nice sayings in our nation, that the people of Israel once in our history was once full of love of others, although we had all kinds of wars. But these were all discernments or scrutinies. And only so as to scrutinize the evil inclination and to fight it. So we used to have these discernments in these historical times. And then we reached a state today in which we're truly going through this self-examination all over the world together with the people of Israel, because we all must reach the final redemption, as all the Kabbalists write to us, that we are standing at the opening to this redemption, to this salvation. And it is written that all shall know me, from the smallest to the greatest of them. And then what we must understand is that today the entire world needs this correction. And each and every person, surely, first of all, it needs to be the nation of Israel, but we must all reach these corrections. And in these corrections are about correcting the evil in a person. And this evil is corrected through the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. And it happens through our desire to connect between us. And this connection is mandatory. Just like the Torah tells us, it must exist in the people of Israel before the entry to the land of Israel. And here, when one begins to correct his nature, he discovers that it has in it all kinds of thoughts and desires and things that are for and against connection. But everything is directed towards the connection in order to reveal and discover the Creator between us. And then it turns out that the Torah comes and explains to us, for Torah comes from the word ho'ah, light or explanation, teaching, and it explains to us how to perform these corrections, and it tells us that we must make such judges and police officers in all of your gates, for all, each gate is a state of advancement towards the Creator, towards the land of Israel. The land of Israel is desire towards the Creator, in which the Creator is experienced, is felt. When your ego or your desire is aimed to the love of others, to bestow, then you begin to feel the upper world, the upper force, and this desire is then called the land of Israel. So in order to turn the desire, your desire, into the land of Israel, land equals desire, Israel is Yishalkel, towards the Creator, then you must perform corrections, and the judges are those who you discover through them what you need to do, what is the degree of your sin, and how you, and by what you can correct it. And then you must also take within yourself these police officers, these guards, to show you how much you can work with each and every desire in order not to to go past the barrier where you stop thinking of the good of others and begin thinking of your own good. So the judge is your inner judge that, yes, it explains your limitations, and the guard, does the guard already take these into actions? No, it doesn't activate them. It's you who performs these things, but they help you because it's written that you must make them for yourself. It's not like with us that we go to the court, God forbid, and the judge tells the police officer to give you to the guard, and the guard puts you in jail. It's not like that. Here, you have to be both the judge and the officer and the guard. You must create them all within you to create these inner limitations in order to progress. What do you mean? How can you create your own inner judge or police officer? What does this mean? If your purpose is to reach the love of others, which is actually the entire Torah, then by that you break through the limitations of this world and you begin to experience the spiritual world. In this life, you begin to feel paradise instead of hell. And so you go forward with the force of the light, the force of Torah, and you discern your desires and you organize them. And then you see in each and every desire how much of each desire you can use for the sake of others, and then there's a different part that's too heavy, I can do nothing with it, I must stop using it. I'll put it aside. Maybe later I'll be able to use it for the good of others. Let's say I have $1 million in my pocket, a big sum, and by that I can insure my entire life, but I must also take care of others. So there are my relatives, there are those who are further from me, and then there are strangers. So I think of how much I can give to them. Maybe half. And a person already begins to calculate. But then when I begin to count this half, I already say, no, that's too much. So I say maybe a quarter. And then I say, see, it's a bit too much. And then finally I only give them maybe $1 as a tip, and that's it. But who is this judge within me? Is that me? Or is it a different force? Okay, so here the light determines and helps you scrutinize and see these limitations, these limits, these borderlines, and then you see where it comes from. Because you see the importance of the goal, the purpose, and the Creator, you want to reach this experience of the Creator, and you see that it's contrary to the feeling and experience that you have right now in your belly. So what's better? What do you prefer? You have no choice, either to prefer those things and that purpose, or what you have right now, and remain in this animalistic life. The problem is you don't see this spiritual life. You see this life where you're born and you can hang out with your friends and you can have a nice life and go on vacation. And the spiritual life, they say it's nice, they say it's good, but they say. And here's the problem. If a person tries, nonetheless, to create such judges and guards and officers for him, where he studies in order to draw the light. And I don't think so much. I want the light to come and decide, to come and discern, and for it to show me what's right. And he lets the light of the force of the light, the force of Torah, to come and work on him. So it's the light that is the judge? No, the light creates the officer or the judge, and before that he creates the judge, and then a person sees according to the truth, well, not the highest truth, but according to his degree and state, he sees that this is how I need to decide. And once he's decided in this way, he needs by himself to create guards and officers. This is after he has judged already, and then they need to help him. And here there is a problem, a struggle, and a person once again studies and draws the light that reforms through his group, through his friends with whom he studies, together with whom he performs these actions of bestowal. And then once again he receives the light that reforms and he corrects him again. And more and more he continues in order to truly connect with everyone. Love thy friend as thyself, so that he will have this in action. And once he has and creates even the smallest degree of connection with his friends and draws the light, then in the connection between them, they begin to feel and experience the upper world. It's truly this upper world and the higher force that exists in the world and fills all of nature. And people feel that they lack this general force and mutual bestowal that they'd reach with their friends, and love thy friend as thyself, bringing the light that reforms, that will correct their relationships between them, so that inside this love that's between us, this connection, they'll feel the upper world. And normal people, they don't understand them. What's happening to them? Why? What do they have? And still, these people discover things through this process of the judges, the officers and the guards. And there are further desires that we are not able to correct yet, which we need to put aside. And there are desires that we can correct half, and the other half we cannot. And then there are also desires where you think that you're taking them to corrections, and then boom, something happens and you don't know what happened to you, but you find that you've sinned again, you've fallen. This is called that you use them for your own sake once again and not for the sake of others. This is called a felony, where you go from bestowal to reception. And then once again, what can you do? And then you have the cities of refuge and all kinds of corrections and etc. So I understood more or less this example with $1 million, because that's close, but it's not so clear. You're talking about relationship between friends and a struggle or war for the connection. And can you give maybe a more illustrated example from a Kabbalist's life, someone who's on the path, where he puts this judge before him and he knows, I don't know what to decide, but I want this judge to come from the quality of the light, for the light to work on me. Where does this happen? Can you give an example from which we can understand the process? The process is for where a person first of all reaches the group, where he studies. Why the group? Because the entire Torah is for us to manifest and actualize the law of love thy neighbor as thyself. So we need to reach this arena where we can activate it. We can't take all of humanity and do that. Of course, this last crisis is actually compelling us to, but it's impossible. We need to first begin with the group. Just like in history, we began with the people of Israel. And now again, we need to go from the smaller group to all of the nation of Israel, and from that to the nations of the world. This is the process. But in the meantime, if a person reaches a group and understands and feels and exists in all of our different networks where he studies and understands what is the Torah, what is the demand from the person, that the love of others is the entire Torah on one foot, and then he begins to activate and manifest it in his study. Also, besides the study, there are all kinds of actions of dissemination, because we must present it to the entire world. actions of connections that are many, all kinds of conventions and workshops. So let's say that we take an action of, say, a convention or any other actions. Gilad and I are together quite a lot in these things. And say we don't understand, even in a matter of content or any other things, and we have these feelings. So what is this action of now putting this judge or guard or officer before me? How is this done? It's by me. I take upon myself a judge. Who is this judge? The judge is actually a force that comes from above me, where I don't really care. Once I find myself in a felony, in a transgression, otherwise why would I need a judge? Yes, I've identified that I've transgressed. What is it? It's the transgression that you've found that you're an egoist, and you decide today things that yesterday you wouldn't have decided. You would have decided more for the benefit of others, and today you're not taking others into consideration, and you decide differently. It's just like you wanted to give half of your $1 million to others, and suddenly you take it back. It's enough to give them $100,000. We want to transfer the example to relationships. Well, this is relationships. Money is a parallel of our relationships. Well, there is something that we disagreed about between us. Let's say the fact that you don't agree is maybe a good thing. Who said that you need to agree all the time? Okay, let's take an example where I was an egoist and I wanted to show everyone that I'm right forcefully. So I noticed that I'm under a transgression. Now what? Now you need to look for the way to gain power, to have guards and officers. What is the role of the judge? The judge is already finished. You've already seen that you have transgressed. First, you are in a much better, more spiritual state. You are much more bestowing, more loving towards others and towards everyone in your connection with the friends, etc. And here, you're more closed off. You're more working for your own benefit. Well, how does he know if this judge is right? Maybe the judge is bribed, who's also trying to help him. No, until you see today that you're in a state that is worse off than yesterday, then you need to put a judge for yourself. The judge appears only after the event itself. Yeah, but I would like to ask, because usually a person justifies himself. Because maybe my ego was hurt, or my honor, and I justify myself, I'm fine. If so, then only a group or environment can give you a judge. Only it can take you by the ear, put you in the group, and put you on trial. If you ask them in advance, that guys, if I fall, and I will surely not see that I've fallen, but the opposite, I will justify myself and think of myself as even more righteous than I was before. Then I ask of you, please work on me. I'm signing right now that you will do everything only so that I will regain consciousness. Okay, but this will happen rarely, but we would like for this to happen on a daily basis. I think everyone on a spiritual path would like to have such a judge and a guard next to him, to constantly be in touch with him. It's your attitude towards society. The society is your judge. You can't measure yourself against anything except for the environment. My internal attitude towards the environment? Yes. And according to that, I can tell if I've transgressed. So let's say that in yesterday's transgression, I see that I'm worse off today. But where is this judge? Where does it come from? From your attitude towards the society. It gives you the measure to see whether today you're higher or lower than yesterday. And if it's lower than yesterday, that means that you've already made a felony. And then you need to determine how you're going to correct yourself and what kind of barriers, which are the officers and guards, that you're going to determine that will not let you go down any further. But you said that the light does this for you. Do you draw this to help you do this? Yes, of course. Is it during a lesson or at any moment? Well, yes, also during a lesson, but all the time. What do you mean by drawing the light? This is a question that students ask all the time. What do I actually do when I draw the light? Drawing the light that reforms, what we mean by that, it is the intention that we have when we do an action of unity, of connection, a common act. We feel this especially during a workshop, that the more we are integrated with each other, another 15 minutes and another 15 minutes and another quarter of an hour, and suddenly we begin to feel that a warmth appears, a kind of internal energy that is integral between everybody. And this energy has a real special quality because it raises us up from where we were before this act and where I am after it. And after a number of such actions that we do even a number of times a day, I feel that I have a whole new appreciation of life to reception and bestowal. That truly to live in this experience of the light is different from living without this feeling of the light. It's problematic that you can't really tell this to a person in words until he has felt it. But I think it's not really a problem to feel, because I see in students that even if they came just yesterday and they sit in a workshop today and suddenly they have these impressions and they can feel it, and it's not just psychological, but it's this internal impressions of the work of the light. And even if they are willing to let go a little bit of their ego for the connection to the group, to the society, they feel it. So when people go into the workshop, they feel this feeling that it's one. Each one only wants to add and not to contradict, and only to keep this feeling of oneness where we're connected. But afterwards, the workshop is over, and sometimes it comes in such a bang that you feel that you've fallen. The more you try to hang on, you feel that you've fallen. And then the question is, do you see this moment as a felony? Of course. So let's talk about this process. Let's talk about the guards and the officers. Try during the ascent, when you're with the friends in connection and in this impression, then try to create these guards and officers in the connection with the environment, even verbally, no matter how. Just like, for example, the last question of the workshop, it should be, how do we keep what we've attained? The level, not, of course, what you attained in your external mind or brain. And work on it. Talk about it. How do we hold each other up? How do we create this arvut, this mutual guarantee between us, so that this mutual force, this covenant between us, so that this mutual common force will help us and will not let us fall? And what do we need? We need those who will hold up this covenant. So we need to draw the upper light for this. And we will draw it if we decide this together, and then it will be among us, between us. Decide, and then you will see how it exists, how it happens. With young children, it's easy, because if they decide upon something, then it's like a game. Even though we were in a workshop where it's okay for us to be nice to each other, a moment later, it's a war. But also with adults, we finished the workshop and we returned to the world of adults. No, you mustn't do that. So with kids, what we can do is, even if we've made this agreement and then we continue to smile, with adults it seems inappropriate, but if we had a game that's agreed upon everyone, it could have. So talk about that in a workshop as well. Yeah. Do a workshop a number of times a day, and that it must continue throughout the day, that we can't leave it. Let's say I go to a medical treatment and then I'm free afterwards. No, I still have to. The workshop is like It's like a petrol station where I can come and fuel myself up and then I can continue with what I've received. And not that I later continue to some chaotic world. Well, there's an interesting process that I see when I work together with Moshe, and we try to use these things also in dissemination, and to not only talk about these things, but also activate or actualize them between us, so that even when we talk about it with certain organizations, we try to bring this force with us. And then the people ask us, how can we maintain it? How can we keep it? And then my answer is to them is that, first of all, we need to be there. So is that really true, that so that this will force us to take part in these things? Without it, what have you to give? Also, your educators need to experience this themselves, and only then they can pass it forward. Without a person going through it himself, he has no feeling, no understanding. What will he give? We have nothing to give. So I would like very much that in every meeting that I have with Gilad, without starting to talk about what we need to talk about, to first of all connect between us and to rise. What is a workshop between people who work together in dissemination or some job? What does it look like? Is it the same workshop? How can they between them rise to this height of the workshop? They simply connect on the internal level and this understanding in their mutual spiritual business. Let's say that they're treating some groups or creating lectures. They are building some line of advocacy or explanation. They need to be in an understanding and mutual connection and feeling. And then they talk in a way where they each integrate with the other, and they don't contradict. It doesn't matter what the subject is. What's important is that we connect through it. We don't need to talk about the matter itself, but we need to scrutinize and make the relationships between us better. To see what is the cause and what is the purpose. And the purpose is for us to connect. And the cause can be anything, an article, some story, it doesn't matter what. The most important thing is for us to connect through it. So without doing such circles between us, we won't be able to continue to advance. And it's the same for our educators and teachers. We need to pass it to them in the form of workshops and for them to feel this matter of connection. So that what they pass forward from us through these different circles and steps to the students, even the smallest children, will be the matter of the unity. The same workshop where we sit together and discuss in order to unite. Can we give an example of this? Say Moshe and I are in a meeting and we have this idea, and then Moshe says to me, wait a minute. What are we doing this for? Is it, or should we just leave it in this internal way? I think we must remind each other. On the other hand, you must become used to it over time. For these arguments, even if they exist, they will only strengthen the bond, so that all crimes shall be covered by love. And just like our faces are different, our opinions are different, and so on. So the more that your opinions are different, and above that you'll agree to act in the same way, then it will be more powerful. So I don't know if I'm understanding correctly, but at least I'd like to. Then we're beginning to rise above these transgressions to this height where we begin to feel this togetherness again. But the moment that we've risen above, from there we can look at all the numbers and results and things that are more factual, but only from this height, so that everything that we do with the numbers and everything that we create, the result will be connection. Yes, only that. Because by that we actualize the entire Torah, which is all love thy neighbor as thyself, and to advance us to the goal. So then what is the officer and the guard? So then these are the forces within us of screen and the reduction. But for people who are not in this work, so let's say, do not steal. That's like the reduction. And from that, there is the prevention act, where I distance myself from it. I don't want to be in a place where the money is. They tell me, come work at with a budget. And I'll say, thank you very much. I'll go work somewhere else where I will even carry sacks of very heavy sacks. Just not, I don't want to work with the money. Right. Don't put an obstacle in front of a blind man. Yes, but here I'm putting the guard for myself. So I see that I have this inclination towards control. Then I tell you, I don't want any more roles of organization, only content. Yes, exactly. But this is a very sharp discernment. It's very easy to forget about it and to fall back into our daily life. You have to hold on to this in every moment. So where does a person take the power to be above this day-to-day flow of life? Environment. That is your free choice. If you choose a stronger environment each time and you make it greater in your own eyes and put yourself below your friends, then you have the power to create this process in the right way. So I want to ask about another very important point. What is the king? What does it mean to appoint a king? This king who mustn't have many women or horses. The king is a general desire in a person where if he sees that he's already reached a state in which he must unite all his desires into one concept that is called king or malchut, kingdom, then he needs to make all these limitations on the desires, just like the officers and guards. Only here it's told in the language of branches, the horses, the women, the gold, the silver, and so on. But here we're talking about limitations in the 4 degrees of thickness of each and every desire. Each desire has these 4 degrees. So the king is a higher degree than these guards and officer? No, it's more general. If you've already reached the land of Israel, that you already exist in the desire that is all directed towards the Creator, and you've already reached such corrections in which you can make such a connection that is called the king in the land, then you will know that you have such limitations of gold and silver, horses and women. So then the officers and guards are only in the desert that help you reach this level of bestowal. It's the same, except here you're already in the degree of malchut, of kingdom. And later you need to reach the degree of King David. And afterwards, the Messiah, the King, the Messiah, Melech HaMashiach. It's that same will to receive that already goes through the corrections that make him into the property of all. So I have another question. If we're talking about the portion, they're talking here about the war. And Moses tells the people of the behavior that is needed at a time of war. And we said that this war is internal. It's an internal war that is parallel to the external war. If in our internal war we are not able to actualize it correctly, and the time and the process that we go through reaches this, then we have to reach the internal war, the internal discernments through the external discernments. And of course, this is much more difficult and longer. Just like now, we see that we have this Iranian threat. And all of these threats are only happening because we are not able to correct them at their basis, at the basis of this process, which is the internal war. Correct these things in the internality and you will have no threat. And everything that happens in our world is only a parallel. It's only a copy of our success in the internal state. If we had been completely successful, we would feel the spiritual world instead of this world, because we only feel this world in our incorrect desires that we have not been able to correct in each and every moment. This is actually the matter for our desire, where the picture that we see upon our incorrect or not corrected desire. And there are more desires that we've not corrected yet. Yes, but we have not reached them yet. It's not time to correct them yet. But these desires that we have not yet corrected, and it was time to correct, they give us the picture of this world. You actually feel the form of your desires that are not correct because you've not corrected them. And they can be even just regular egoistic desires, the kind that even feel a little pleasant to you, to very threatening ones, like the ones you see now. It only means that you now need to hurry and correct these desires. And suddenly this picture disappears. And we see that. I'm telling you. You can see how the picture of this world changes the more or less you are in connection and unity with others. You were with the Rabash during the first Galil War. So what can I understand from that? That you worked there that was not enough and that's what the war happened? That's why the war happened? Or you can't say something like that? No, in those times there was no option yet. We had not reached yet the preparation for the end of correction. It was before 1995. Yes, it was in 1981. It was before the time that the Kabbalists determined that from then onwards the general correction will take place. Wait, so then the laws were different? The war was external and not internal? Yes, but it's not that through the corrections of the people, the nation, you could correct the state of war. We did not reach the state in which the will to receive had come descended so far into its final form, in which you reach from the state of Aleph, A, to the state of Gimel, C. We had not reached the lowest point yet. So 1995 was the lowest point, and from then onwards, the entire state of the world, wars or peace, will be determined by the intention of Israel. Yes, the correction of the world and depends on the wisdom of Kabbalah, the connection that will happen in the world using the wisdom of Kabbalah and light that reforms. And this is how we will advance. I'm sure that we have opportunities to do this. We are advancing, we are developing, we are explaining, people are understanding more and more. Of course, we don't want to reach the critical states, but it's in these states that people become more sensitive to this message. And if, God forbid, we won't be able to explain in this state, then a more critical state will come and then people will hear us better. And of course, it's better if we can do this already at this stage. So Shabbat Shalom to everyone. And I wish Shalom, peace to everyone. So Shabbat Shalom, everyone. And again, we began this portion as a few more preparations for the land of Israel. And great secrets of our inner work were opened up. And so if this is the advancement, then we will actualize and we'll reach wholeness. So thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Moshe Admoni. Thank you, our viewers at home. Shabbat Shalom.